Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tonight in Motown, the Motor City, the draft. Craig Hoffman's going to do his show there. He will be on after Chris is done at 4 p.m. live from Detroit. And he will be, I'm sure, a part of the draft shows tonight and tomorrow night, or forever, how long he's going to stay there. all right, so we haven't talked in a few weeks. Where are you at number two right now? They're on the clock. You've got to make the pick. Who is it?
If I'm making the pick, I'm probably, oh, my God. I'm so torn between McCarthy and Daniels. And if I get to just make the pick and do what I think I would do, I would go McCarthy, and it's the slightest of leans. I think when you're building an organization and the model that they are, where they're so focused on people, and the reason why it's so hard is because Daniels is like an A-plus character guy, as is Daniels, or as is McCarthy. But with JJ, the stuff you hear about his leadership and the way he's able to rally people and get the most out of them and his track record of winning and all of that stuff, not to mention he's a damn good quarterback. I think all of that would push me slightly towards McCarthy. I'm also just really comfortable with his tape. Yeah, there are some things to be cleaned up, but I think those answers to the questions I have about him are pretty easy. You get him some more experience, some more coaching. He's not going to turn 22 till after next season. And I feel really good about who he is as a prospect, and I feel absolutely incredible about who he is as a person. I also realize they're going to take Jaden Daniels more than likely, and I could say basically all the same things about Jaden as well. So there's a couple of things with Jaden that maybe give me a little bit more pause, and we can talk about those if you want, but that's what I would do. I have the slightest lean towards McCarthy with then Daniels, then May.
All right, we'll come back to Daniels. What is it about McCarthy beyond the intangibles that convinces you?
Well, I mean, the intangibles are the first thing, and I think we've seen over the course of NFL history, like, those are really important to the position, and sometimes we underrate how much the leadership and all that kind of stuff matters, you know, and so I think that from that standpoint, like, the intelligence and the work ethic and all that stuff goes into becoming a better player on top of the leadership and stuff. He also has a really, really, really strong arm. He was the second hardest thrower at the combine. Obviously, May and Williams didn't throw. I don't think Daniels did either, even in, like, the throw the ball into the pad thing. But, like, the only dude who threw harder than McCarthy of the group that did throw was Joe Milton, who has, like one of the greatest arms just in terms of pure arm strength that we've ever seen. He threw at 62 miles an hour, and that shows up on tape. This dude consistently fits balls into tight windows. He played in an NFL offense. We know he can be coached hard because he played for Harbaugh at Michigan. And his ability to read defenses, layer throws, and it's not consistent. I mean, and that is one of the things with him. Like, can you layer throws and kind of have that touch a little bit more consistently? I'd like to see more touch on the deep ball, but those are things that you need reps at, and he just doesn't have the reps. But he's shown improvement. So it tells me that when he gets more reps, he will continue to improve at them. And so the ability to read a defense at an NFL level with NFL style reads and execute the throws, not to mention the mobility. He's 4.5 fast. He shows a good ability on design quarterback runs to have that be a part of your offense and to be productive with it. So I think all that stuff is why I like JJ's tape. And there's also, like, I will admit some bias here. I've grown up doing this in my career, studying West Coast offense, like, from the time I got here in McVay and then O'Connell's version and all that kind of stuff. And he just looks like the quarterbacks that I'm used to being good. And so it takes a little more imagination to look at May or Daniels and be like, yes, I see that working in the NFL, where I know the tape is short, but if you flip it on, McCarthy looks like the NFL quarterbacks that I've seen do well.
It's funny. I actually think Daniels would be a perfect fit for the offense that, you know, we've all become accustomed to as NFL fans, and certainly from around here going back a few years ago. I think he'd be perfect for the Shanahan-style offense. We're talking to Craig Hoffman. He's joining us here via our BetQL guest hotline. He's in Detroit. First of all, real quickly, what's the scene like there? Are Detroit football fans going to turn out in a big way?
I would imagine, to be honest, Kevin, I landed about an hour and a half ago. I will say that my flight had a bunch of different jerseys on it. Certainly a lot of Commanders fans coming from D.C. To Detroit. The airport's all done up nice. You got draft stuff everywhere. It certainly feels, you know, I had Tirico on the show earlier this week, who's actually, like, a part of the committee that helped bring the draft to Detroit. He, like, sits on the board, and he was telling me that the city's really turned out in a great way. So I'm expecting, after I hang up with you here, when I go downtown, it to be a madhouse, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But if the flight's any indication, then yes is the answer to your question. But I have not seen anything but the airport and the inside of the hotel that I checked into.
So back to McCarthy, as we talked to Craig Hoffman from Detroit. He definitely has the arm strength. There's no doubt about it. Does it concern you that they never really relied on him? They did in the Alabama final drive, but that it was a run first many times against a very heavy loaded box all season long, and that we didn't get to see more of him in situations that may have called for it?
Worry, like, that's the question, right? I don't know if worry is the word I would use, though, because I've had many people ask me this question, and my response, the snarky version is, well, like, what did you want them to do? They won the national championship. So, like, that was a strategic decision by Harbaugh and company of risk mitigation, because they knew they could run the football, play defense, and beat everyone in their path. And the evidence that that was a good decision was it worked. Was it the best thing for McCarthy's draft stock? No, but there was no better strategy they could have had. He lost like one game his entire career at Michigan. Like that was a good plan. Had they been able to, or had they asked more of him, I think he would have delivered. And my evidence for that would be when they asked him to deliver, he delivered. His third down numbers are fantastic. His red zone stuff is really good. And so there were moments, and you know, I think this is like a really interesting data point. I don't know entirely what to do with it, but there were times that he hadn't thrown a pass in real time in like 30 minutes.
Well, I think it was longer than that in Penn State game.
Yeah, so like there's games where it's like, when was the last time this dude had to throw? I don't know, an hour ago? And all of a sudden it's third and seven and they need him to dart one, and he did it. And so the ability to be relied upon when called upon, even if it's a low volume called upon, gives me faith that ultimately he could do it. I think the other thing too though, Kevin, is like if I'm drafting JJ McCarthy, especially early in his career, I don't want him to have to do a lot. I want to be able to allow him to build into his career. I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady, but like Tom Brady did, right? Like Brady got the benefit of playing with a great defense and a great run game, and they were able to win early without Brady having to do a whole lot other than answer the call when called upon in massive situations, and he did. And then as you move towards like the 07 record-breaking season, he becomes Tom freaking Brady. And I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to become Tom Brady, but I want that same ramp of trajectory for J.J. And by the way, like I'd want that for Jaden Daniels and Drake May and basically any young quarterback as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of what you say is right. I think there's always the question of risk mitigation versus avoidance. And I'm not suggesting that it was avoidance because there's no reason to believe that. In fact, even in the Penn State game, which I've cited many times, I mean, multiple third downs where they just decided it would be better to punt. Drew Aller on the other side just wasn't going to move Penn State 85 yards. So field position, not allowing or choosing not to have J.J. McCarthy throw on multiple third downs to keep the ball. And by the way, there were chances with Michigan's run game that they could pick it up running the football on third
totally.
And 10 or third and 9. And I'm not suggesting that that was avoidance. It's just unusual, especially in college football, but the way Michigan approached offensive college football was unusual for the game. But those are the things that you didn't see, but there are reasons for not seeing them. I understand that. Back to the what you've seen and where he is being sort of compared, right? Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, the perfect style, like if Kyle were picking, this would be his kind of a pick, etc. That's fair, and I don't know that I know enough to say that he can't become one of those really solid Shanahan, for the lack of a better description, game-managing quarterbacks. But do you pick that guy at 2 overall?
Well, I guess my counter to that would be there was a guy once upon a time named Alex Smith who went 1 overall that is, I would say, the most similar potentially to a J.J. McCarthy.
Just he didn't play football that way at Utah, though, with Urban Meyer. It was different.
Sure, but like the intangibles, the mobility, the fact that you can do design quarterback run, the arm strength being, you know, it was good enough that Alex went 1 overall. And so, like, if you tell me that you're going to get Alex Smith, would you want that at 2 overall? And that actually is, like, a very interesting philosophical question that
no,
we can
probably the answer is I wouldn't, as much, and you know how much I love Kirk Cousins, I would never,
right.
If that's what I knew I was going to get,
Alex
take
is
Kirk
better
Cousins
than,
at number 2.
Alex at his peak was better than Kirk and had much more success in terms of winning and playoff.
Had more success winning. Yeah, but was I think it's debatable as to at his peak whether or not he was much better. But
sure, but like,
but
if I tell you, you're going to get a
completely different
of those
college
two.
Career and a different college offense. You saw a lot of Alex Smith, you know, with Utah during those early 2000 years.
It's also a different era of football.
Yeah,
though.
Of course.
Like, would Alex in a modern Kevin O'Connell, like you give 20? I don't know what the year 2012, 2013, whatever, you know, pick your best Alex Smith year and put him in a modern Kevin O'Connell offense or a modern Kyle Shanahan offense. I'm like, what does that dude look like? And so it's like some combination of Cousins, Alex Smith. Like, he's in that mold. And does he have the physical tools to be better than all of them? Frankly, yes, he does. But like,
more
what makes those
probably.
Guys. Yeah, but like, what makes those guys great is the mental stuff, how quickly they process it. And that's the thing with JJ is, can he be like, the processor and the ball distributor and the point guard that the Kirks, the Alexes, the guys that win that way, that Brock Purdy just took San Francisco to a Super Bowl with, can he be that? I think he can be. I think he can be a really great version of it, and a really great version of it is a quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with in the NFL if you surround him with the right pieces. He doesn't have the upside of, like, Drake, or I would say he doesn't have the upside of Jaden either, which is probably why Washington is leaning that way, and I think that's a totally defensible position. And sometimes when I say that sentence out loud, I'm like, I'm an idiot. Just take Jaden Daniels. That's the right pick. And that's how close it is. And it's just a matter of, like, are you okay? It's like, upside, downside, what's the likelihood they get there? How stupid am I going to feel if I'm wrong because Jaden Daniels doesn't last from a durability standpoint? How stupid am I going to feel if I'm wrong because Drake May turns out to be awesome because he reaches his potential? Like, how validated am I going to feel if I'm right about the guy that I get? Like, at the end of the day,
You're too concerned about validation being right or wrong in what will be more likely than not an exercise that produces failure. As 100%. All of these teams.
Here's the thing real quick, Kevin. Yeah. I know you got to run because you got Theismann next, but as Adam Peters opened his press conference saying, it's people picking people. And at the end of the day, that is something to keep in mind here.
Yeah.
It's people picking people, and that is going to cause all these different opinions and all the different reasons why the people have different opinions. And there are actual consequences for Adam Peters, unlike the rest of us who just get to judge what those consequences are for the next bunch of years.
Yeah, but to be fair, he's got a lot more information. No matter how hard you study it, he's got a lot more information than any of us ever will. Enjoy it. Appreciate you jumping on.
You got it, man. See ya.
Craig Hoffman, everybody. Up next, Joe Theismann will be our guest. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.